Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage! Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll level two. This is Sports Rage. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the trolls, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. It's the Sports Rage Sunday Sports. A mass big man on campus from Barstool Sports kicking it with us. We're going to bring him back in a couple of minutes. The Lakers are the NBA champions, and LeBron James wants respect. And you know what? He deserves it. And I don't know, bro, you're the MVP of the NBA Finals for the fourth time. I'd say that's quite a lot of respect. People call you king. I'd say that's quite a lot of respect. You know, like, short of, like, being called emperor. And just for the record, if he uses this, just remember, I should get money for it or something like that. Because you know he would like it. Oh, yeah, emperor. Emperor James. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Laker organization. I'm happy. I'm actually sincerely happy for Laker fans. I got no problem with the title. I'm happy for real Laker fans. As far as like the LeBron nut huggers that just sort of follow him along and chase him along and don't respect anything else, whatever. You know, you guys are what you are. But for real Laker fans are out in the streets of Los Angeles right now, I don't have a problem with it. And to be honest, we'll get Big Man on Campus's take. If the Buffalo Bills won the Super Bowl, yeah. Like, I wouldn't be staying on my balcony. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't begrudge these people in Los Angeles for partying and going crazy right now. They love the Lakers. Like, you know, people don't understand, man, how popular Lakers actually are in Los Angeles. Like, you know, the Dodgers are mega, mega popular, all right? The Dodgers, like, literally sell, like, 48,000 tickets a night. 50,000 people are, like, every Dodger game. The Dodgers are super, uber popular, but they're not as popular as the Lakers. Man, it's a Laker town, man. It just is. It's a Laker state. It just is. Nobody gives a crap. Kawhi Leonard got booed at a Dodger game. Hey, oh, you came home, eh? Oh, yeah, boo. Screw you. We don't care. We don't care. And, you know, so LeBron does. The Lakers do deserve respect. Kawhi Leonard tried to pull a power move, hijack the league.
You know, he flirted with the Lakers a little bit, and he knew he was never going to sign with the Lakers. And LeBron gets the last laugh when it's all said and done. I've got no problem with it. LeBron can say whatever the hell he wants to say. He just won the title. You're free to run your mouth for like one day. Whatever. It is what it is. Jordan's better, though. All right, but I don't want to get into it. Jordan's better. 6-0 is better than 4-6. Four trades late night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Okay, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage late night continues. Vent your rage. I am Gabe Morenci, quickest 120 minutes in sports, Barstool Sports, in the house with his big man on campus from Barstool. Follow him on Twitter and check him out, his blogs over at barstool.com as well. Big man, a lot of stuff to get to. Of course, LeBron and the Lakers are the champions, but let's get back to the National Football League right now. And to me, you know, one of the most impressive wins of the day has to be the Las Vegas Raiders. I didn't see this coming today, big man. I didn't want to lay the double-digit points. But, you know, you look at the Raiders, and they've been dominated by this Kansas City Chiefs team. Like, I'm talking about Gruden and Carr. Like, the last three games, the Raiders scored a combined 22 points. And at times today, it looked like the Chiefs might pull away. But, the Chiefs are playing like a championship team. They don't have the same hunger. And, you know, they just sort of figure they're going to wave that magic wand. Oh, Mahomes will save us. Mahomes will save us all the time. So it finally caught up to them. But, you know, that was a surprising win for me today to see the Raiders win outright.
Yeah, I mean, we continue to realize, though, that the Kansas City Chiefs are horrible defensively. We haven't seen much of this run game, really. Mahomes did enough, but, yeah, obviously the interception was big. The Raiders continue to show me something. I mean, they get Ruggs back. He was really good. Nelson Aguilar naturally goes somewhere else and does some good
suddenly can't drop a pass, this guy. I saw a catch the other day right on the sidelines. Great hands. I'm like, where was that? What are you doing, bro?
Yep. No, why didn't that happen in Philly? But, yeah, shout out to Derek Carr, though. I don't think anyone really trusted Derek Carr, but
you
look through, what, five games? Yeah, he's got no interceptions either. He's thrown for over 1,000 yards. He's done a nice job. Good for them.
Yeah, Raiders in the mix. Pittsburgh Steelers 4-0 right now. The Chiefs are good, you know, but they're not unbeatable. That's the thing. People just sort of, the Chiefs, you can't beat them. No, you can. And remember, guys, this year in the NFL, there's only one bye. Only one, because there's an extra playoff team this year. So normally, you know, there's two teams to get the bye week. This year, there's only one. It's the one seed who gets a bye, and everyone else plays after the fact. And I know it's still too early to start talking about that stuff, big man, but the Buffalo Bills and the Titans game is a big game. And, you know, the Bills are 4-0, and the Titans are undefeated, and the Bills are in a situation here where they play the Titans if they could win, and then beat the Kansas City Chiefs. they're really putting themselves in a good position, you know, as the front runner in the AFC, you know, with the best record. Pittsburgh are right there right now. But what a pile of crap, big man. Hey, the Tennessee Titans, these guys cheat. They violate league protocol. And like I said, because of them, big man, no Thursday night football this week, bro. No NFL Thursday football because of them, because they have to move the Bills and Chiefs game to Sunday now. And Pittsburgh loses their bye week. And, you know, the Buffalo Bills, you know, get all screwed up. We got to play the Titans and the Chiefs in a span of 5 days and game plan for two teams. It's a pile of crap, man. And, you know, and where's the NFL? Oh, big penalties coming. Oh, you know, the NFL is irate about this. Investigations. Jack squat. It's like the Astros. Cheating in sports helps you, big man. You know, the Titan players, what do the Titan players care if the organization gets fined a couple of million dollars or something? It's a pile of crap, puts the Bills in a tough spot, and I still don't see a line for this game because I don't know, even the odds makers aren't sure this game's going to happen. If Tennessee tests positive, it's off again. Puts the Bills in a real tough spot. It's a pile of crap all because of the Tennessee Titans, big man.
Yeah, I thought they would come down hard, but it doesn't seem like they're really going to do anything, weirdly enough.
I'm sure they're doing something,
but as you said, it's not going to affect the players or the bottom line, really. These teams make billions of dollars at the end of the day. But, you know, until the NFL gets a handle on this crap and does something about it, I don't think much is going to change. But also, I do want to stop hearing about how the world's falling down because one or two teams have had problems. If we were to listen to all these Corona bro type of people, we wouldn't have had an MLB season. So relax a little bit. A couple people isn't going to affect the season. There were still 11 games today. And, yeah, the Bills, you got to feel bad for them. They're in kind of a tough spot. But luckily, I'm sure they'll get through it.
Yeah, now the Pittsburgh Steelers don't have a bye for the rest of the year. Right? They didn't want that.
Yeah.
You know, so now, like, because of the Tennessee Titans, and it's just garbage because the Titans, it gives them a competitive advantage in the division, in the same conference. So I guarantee you a lot of teams in the NFL are going to be hoping that the Buffalo Bills beat the Titans, that the Titans aren't rewarded for this, right? Somehow, but we see, you know, the Patriots used to cheat and then sort of get motivated by other people getting mad at them. We see the same thing with the Astros, who lost, by the way, today 2-1. We didn't even get to that. And they sort of, you know, how dare you get mad at us because we cheated. We'll see what the Titans do. But the good football game, I'll tell you that. It's just, it's weird. Tuesday night football. I'm not going to say there's never been a Tuesday night football game, but I don't know. Because I mean, Detroit, remember there was like snow. There's been snowstorms and stuff like that. I know there's been a couple of unique situations, but I don't recall too many Tuesday night football games. Did they?
Yeah, the Eagles played on, 10 years ago or so, they played Minnesota, I remember. It was, I want to say it was because of a snow game. But,
is that when the roof collapsed or something in Minnesota, remember? Remember the snow and it was caught on video?
Yeah, it was something like that. It's definitely rare, but I guess, obviously, I'll welcome more football. You know, we're also going to have, I think there's a Wednesday night game in college this week as well. I think a Fun Belt starts. So, there's going to be football all the way through now.
College football, I want to get into it. College football is starting to get pretty cool. What a wild season it's going to be. Now you got the Big Ten about to jump into play here. You know, we'll go over the new rankings. North Carolina, guys, a top five football team. Me and Lisey talked about this briefly today. It's like, come on. Are the North Carolina Tar Heels really a top five football team? Like that's,
yeah, the rankings this year are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a whacked out year, but it gives teams hope like these other teams. That, you know, the North Carolina Tar Heels are ranked fifth right now. Ohio State haven't played a game and they're ranked sixth. The Ducks, I believe, are ranked 12th. And the way things are going, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 teams are going to be in the mix, guys. They're not going to punish them. I know there was a thing, oh, screw them and all that. But they're going to be done before. Like, they're going to be in the mix. And, you know, trust me, do you think that the college football committee wants the North Carolina Tar Heels in the playoffs? You know what I'm saying? Are these teams or like, you know, they don't, you know, like they're, or Cincinnati. Cincinnati's ranked eighth right now. They want to get the, you know, the big boys going here, get the Ohio States and the Penn States on TV again. Because, you know, the Big Ten, you know, Big Ten's been coming on. I know the SEC's the power, but Big Ten's a big time conference, guys. It's a big revenue generator. It's big TV ratings. Big Ten's a big time conference. So Monday Night Football. Big man, Chargers. We're going to college in a couple minutes. The Chargers and the Saints. Interesting developments, guys, out of the Bayou here. And, you know, we had Dr. David Chow on earlier in the day, and he was surprised. We were all surprised because he said he thought medically speaking, that Michael Thomas was going to be good to play in this football game. And it turns out that Michael Thomas is healthy enough to play in the football game. They're benching him. They suspended him. Like, they basically are not playing him for being a jerk in practice. And he started a fight, and he's had an attitude with people. And I've noticed his attitude change over the last couple of years. And Sean Payton ain't playing around, big man. I respect Sean Payton for this. Even though he's Michael Thomas, they said, you know what, bro? Sit down. You're not, you know, yeah, you know, you might think that, you know, we're this desperate to have you back. We're not. Sit down, bro, and chill out. And, you know, that takes some balls by Sean Payton to do that, big man.
It does, especially with the player of his caliber. But, yeah, we talked about it earlier. Coaching is important. You can't just let guys walk all over and say stupid stuff. Kevin Stefanski did it. Good to see Sean Payton doing it.
Yeah, and we saw, like, the Houston Texans refused Earl Thomas. They were going to sign Earl Thomas, and the Texan player said, don't do it. They said, we don't want this guy in the room. And, Texans get a win today without Bill O'Brien. What a shock, huh? They were playing the Jags. How about that, though? We hit Deshaun Watson over 2.5 touchdown passes, plus 155. He threw 3. All right, more with Big Man on Campus on the other side. Show's fly. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. Big man on campus kicking it with us. NFL football, NBA. We didn't talk too much. We haven't really got into the baseball. We'll get into baseball tomorrow. Dodgers and Braves, going to be a fun series there. Should be some runs put up on the board. Low scoring game, 2-1 final score. Rays beat the Astros. So all these, the leagues are coming to a close, but college football is starting to get interesting. And I know, big man, I saw you on Twitter. You, like a lot of people, including myself, had the over in the Red River Shootout. And man, I guess we can thank, it's one of these deals. We can thank Lincoln Riley for being an idiot and throwing the football, right? Because that game should have been over. Should have been over. He couldn't run the ball. Texas didn't have any timeouts left. Now, Texas would have gotten the ball back, but it wouldn't have been in the same situation. In college, you can kill a ton of time if you run the ball. And Texas would have been pinned. They didn't have any timeouts. Instead, Lincoln Riley throws it. The thing, I was watching that game, big man, and, you know, we all knew in the back of our head, well, you know, maybe it gets overtime, and maybe, but, like, watching that game, it didn't appear as though Texas had it in them. You know what I mean? And, like, even when they were down 14, like, big man, they scored. They were taking forever. They had the ball like 6 minutes. They scored with, like, 3 minutes, 2.5, 3 left. I was like, yeah, whatever. Like, I never really thought they were actually going to tie the game. And then we end up going to, like, 8 overtimes or whatever like that. But it was nice to be on the right side of a crazy game like that and get the over.
I couldn't agree more. I'll tell you right now, that Lincoln Riley decision was, I think it was probably the worst call I've seen since the Pete Carroll decision to throw on the 1 yard
line.
Every
week.
I just it's crazy. Yeah, but it's like that game there. It's just it's such a huge game. It has such big implications. It's just a decision he can't make, especially with Spencer Rattler, who I got to tell you, Gabe, in overtime, at one point I was really worried that when Texas scored first and it was, 68, I worried that this kid is going to turn the football over and that's going to be that. And, you know, he ended up getting there. But you're right. It's nice to be on a nice comeback like that. You know, I've sure as hell, and I'm sure you've sure as hell, even in the last month or two, lost those types of games. So it's always good to get a winner. But I'll tell you right now, guys, and you know this, Gabe, you bet a lot of college football. Overs right now are just coming in left and right. I got to be honest, Gabe, and if you can understand this, I'd like to hear it. Why on God's green earth was Ole Miss Alabama's total 68 last night? I mean, what on earth? I mean, you mean to tell me all those teams needed to do was score 35 apiece? I mean, who made that total, and why the hell was it ever put out there?
How about like the how about A&M in Florida, big man, 58 and a half.
Yeah, Florida. You
know, fluttering around that.
Florida's
I nail it. Dude, Alabama,
really,
big man, you know this. You and I have talked about this. This has been a couple of years, and I've been on to this. The SEC is like, it's crazier than the Big 12, and it has been for a couple of years. It's not like this, you know, it used to play to like the NFL, but the NFL plays high scoring now. And Alabama overs, big man, every damn week, bro. Like, Alabama score 40 to 50 points in every game. And their defense is, they got shredded. Like, I could not believe how easy Mississippi were moving the ball on Alabama. It was like three plays, duck, duck, duck. All right, they're in the red zone, touchdown.
Yeah, but this is,
it was like, wow.
This has been a common theme with them, though. Their secondary the last couple of years has not been great. I mean, they have gotten destroyed in the secondary. And, you know, you look at going forward, I don't think it's going to change with these totals because the books are at a severe disadvantage. Like, you look at a game yesterday I had, Gabe. I had Temple Navy over, it was 50 and a half. Like, the worst, like, wild number. Like, did anyone watch Navy defensively? They can't stop anybody. And Temple, I mean, they haven't played, so you really don't know where to put them, and they're at a real disadvantage, and I think it's going to get worse for the books because they're just getting caved in with these overs.
Listen to the scores, guys. North Carolina beat Virginia Tech 56-45. Oklahoma 53-45 over Texas. A&M 41-38. What was the Alabama score? 62-48? 62-48. Missouri beats LSU 45-41. You know, Georgia and Tennessee goes over the number 44-21. Tennessee just absolutely fell apart. And here's Mike Leach pitching right now about malcontents and stuff on the roster. I knew this would be a disaster. They won that first game. And Mike, you know, and Costello goes off and they win. I was all over Kentucky on Saturday. And now already Leach is throwing these kids out of the bus. It's like, I don't know who wants to be here. It's like, hey, bro, they were already there, coach. You're the one that just got here. Maybe they just don't like you. But I don't, like when he dropped that, we're going to see who really wants to be here. They were already there, coach. They got stuck with your ass. You know what I mean? Like, there's so it's just crazy to me, man. These coaches are never accountable, man. You remember at Washington State, I wasn't a big Mike Leach guy. I used to bet against them all the time.
Yeah, by the way, I mean, that LSU win looks worse and worse. I mean, they lost to Missouri over the weekend. So, I mean, I'll tell you right now, I didn't understand Mike Leach. I mean, I get going to the SEC if you're him, but I didn't understand, you know, it's not like he was particularly good his first go around at a major program. I mean, he kind of worked his way out of there. I just thought it with his quirky personality, I thought that was a good place for him up in Wazoo. It was kind of off the radar, small town. He could kind of be a weirdo in the Pac-12 and no one would really know, but those kids down in the SEC, they have big attitudes. They're virtually NFL players. They're not going to put up with his nonsense. And I got a feeling that's not going to last very long. And look, we've seen pretty quick, Gabe. Teams have, teams have figured out how to stop that attack, and they've looked really bad over the last two games.
You know what else is not going to last long? Steve Nash is coach of Brooklyn. Like, that's just not going to work, bro. I'm telling you right now. Like, that thing's going to – and you see Kyrie Irving said the other day, well, we don't really have a coach. Now it's going to be a partnership, and we're all
– Yeah.
We're all – yeah, okay, Kyrie. Like, it's going to end real well. Like, what a train wreck that's going to be. So just quickly, the AP top 25 poll, Clemson number one, Bama number two. Do you see last night in the Clemson game? I took Clemson. I'm glad that I did, but – Man, they were trying to kill Trevor Lawrence, bro. If I'm Trevor Lawrence, man, and his family and NFL teams, I'm holding my breath every time he draws back the pass. Like, Miami came at him helmet to helmet. They were hitting him in the head. I thought, like, they broke his ribs once, the helmet to the sternum. Cheap shots, low hits to the knee. I thought it was kind of garbage, the Miami Hurricanes. But, hey, that's, you know, they're the Miami Hurricanes, so it is what it is. And, you know, they don't want to get pushed around. Clemson kicked the crap out of them all the time, so I get it, right? They're trying to send a message. But, man, if I'm Trevor Lawrence, I was holding my breath for the kid, big man, seeing him get hit last night.
Yeah, Miami really showed that they were total frauds as well. I mean, look, Clemson
not ready
is
for
the
that
best
prime
team
time.
By
– Yeah.
No, and Clemson is the best team by a wide margin. I think they showed. But, Gabe, I want to just discuss this quickly. I know a lot of people – we were just talking about Mississippi State. I mean, I don't know if anyone looked at the box score, but this is one of the more dominating defensive performances you'll see. I mean, for anyone that doesn't know, last night, Terry Wilson, the quarterback for Kentucky, was 8 for 20. He had 73 yards. He had 34 QBR. They didn't run for 100 yards, and they still won 24-2. That is a dominating defensive performance. I mean, that is – I mean, the offense was horrible, and they still won by 22. I mean, that is a dominating performance by Kentucky.
Yeah, they shut out a team that, you know, threw for 630 whatever. He set an SEC record, 600-plus yards against LSU in week one. Then they lose to Arkansas after the fact. It's a wild college season this year. So Clemson number one, Bama two, Georgia three, Notre Dame. Notre Dame's definitely in the mix this year. Notre Dame Fighting Irish are ranked fourth right now. North Carolina five. That's not going to last. Ohio State six. Oklahoma State seven. Cincinnati eight. Penn State nine. Florida 10 now. The Ducks are ranked 12th. They'd have to, if the Ducks ran the table, they'd have a chance to get in, but I don't think they will. So I don't think that's going to happen. And you get Ohio State that's stepping up and in, and it's Big Ten time, big men. You know, it kind of sucked waiting at the time, but it's nice. Now we have a new conference jumping in. And let me tell you, you look at these rankings and stuff, the Big Ten are going to be in the playoff mix. Like, they're not – no one's getting punished or anything like that. If Ohio State runs the table, they're in the playoffs without a doubt.
Yeah, and I think they're going to be the most exciting offense in the country this year. I'm excited about Ohio State. But quickly, Oklahoma. Look, Lisa, Sooner Lisa, she's a very nice woman, a very kind person. But I think she knows. I mean, this is a pretty bad team. I mean, Spencer Rattler looks lost at times.
You gotta hold your breath every time that kid throws the ball, huh? And you're like, oh God.
Yeah.
Like every time he throws it, I'm like, oh my God. You're right, big man. I was so worried when Texas scored. I was like, oh, I wanted them to get a field goal. I was like, all right, we just get a field goal each. We'll get closer here. And like, because I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh my God, after all this, what if Oklahoma doesn't score and we get stuck at 68 or 69, whatever it was? I was like, oh.
That's right.
When he threw that pass, man, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to get tipped and intercepted.
Yeah.
But it was a nice play.
You don't have that confidence at quarterback that you've had there for so many years. And, look, as usual, they are horrific defensively. So, I know she's just kind of taking it week by week, but they haven't really been able to run the football. Luckily, that got going last night. But, yeah, it's a weird, weird year in college football so far. But it's fun.
No, it really is. And you know what? We've been doing all right. As crazy as it is, actually, we've been doing all right with it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll keep Big Man for a couple more minutes on the other side. We have some opening numbers right now as far as college football is concerned. Season just flying by, guys. That's the thing. And don't forget, Not your traditional 12-game schedules or anything this year either. It's a lot, you know, 9 games, 8 games.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morency. Rage all you want.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without Rage-A-Hall.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I really appreciate that big man on campus kicking it with us tonight. Time always flies by here. We'll just kick the tires on a couple of games. Quickly before we get back into the NFL. So, you know, I started talking about Michael Thomas, and I got distracted as far as the point spread of the Charger game tomorrow. But Saints laying 7. What do you make of this game? Justin Herbert, now the quarterback of the Chargers, getting 7 points against the Saints. Any opinion on the Monday Nighter, big man?
You know, I don't want to bet unders right now in the NFL. I just don't have a good feeling with them. NFL unders are all about pace and that kind of thing. But, you know, I have a hard time wondering about the Chargers in this game. You got to wonder, what's that rushing attack look like without Austin Eckler? They're not a real explosive team, though Herbert, you know, is able to throw the ball downfield. Now you got to go and play a really good offense and a team that can move the football. But I don't trust New Orleans defense. I know their numbers kind of say that they're a good football team, but I don't trust their secondary. But I also then again don't trust the Chargers. Just a game I don't really have much opinion on. I think 50 is a little high. I think we're still kind of equating the Saints as this, like, star-studded offense that – you know, it's going to put up 40 every game. Kind of comes across to me as like a 31-17 type of game. 31, you know, 20. I think it's going to be right around the total. I kind of lean under.
I think the Chargers can hang with them. I think the Chargers can hang. Chargers are a decent football team. You know, like they've got a good defense too, right? So they've got a good defense. It really is amazing. They always have injuries, but they deal with it. Anthony Lynn is a good coach. I'd just like to see him be a little less conservative sometimes, you know, just like, let's open things up a little bit here more, coach. So we're talking about the totals in college football. We got some opening numbers right now. Tennessee and Kentucky, 49.5. Tennessee Volunteers laying 5.5 points in this game. Kentucky visits. Some high totals in the SEC. Arkansas, Mississippi, 75.5 right now. LSU and the Florida Gators. Florida Gators are laying 13.5 points in this game. Total 69.5 there, big man. And, you know, a team that, big disappointment to me this year, and I was wrong. I hit the over at least on, I guess, what was it, Friday night. But, man, I expected more from the Louisville Cardinal this year, big man. I know their schedule hasn't been easy, but they're not a very good football team, bro, this team. You know what I mean? They're just not. And, you know, facts are facts, and it is what it is. But I'm disappointed in a Louisville Cardinal.
Yeah, their quarterback play has not been good. I think a lot of people thought Cunningham would be better. They were horrific in the second half against Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's not a real good football team either. Yeah, they've been disappointing. Kind of seems like the norm with them recently. Really, since Lamar Jackson left, it's been kind of just a disappointment. Scott Satterfield hasn't exactly figured it out yet there. Kind of a culture clash there a little bit maybe. But, yeah, a couple games, I think kind of early on, I definitely like that SMU-Tulane game. It's pretty clear that the Tulane-Green Wave aren't going to play much defense this year. They made a quarterback change. They went with this kid, Michael Pratt. He's actually played really well. They were able to put a lot of points on the board the other night against who'd they play? Houston. And SMU, I mean, they move up and down the field. They don't play a whole hell of a lot of defense either. 68 seems a little low there. Also, like Navy, getting them under 3 on the road at East Carolina. It's been a weird season for Navy. They had a weird start, really struggled defensively. But, you know, they really started to figure some things out. They were really good over the weekend against Temple. The offense has kind of figured itself out. ECU is bad, really bad. I mean, they get beat up by Georgia State. Did get a win over South Florida over the weekend, but they're just not real good. I will say the total at 61 seems a little low to me. Neither team can stop each other. I think it's a game where we see a shootout kind of ensue. 61, this is a too low number for this game.
I like where you're going with that. I think the number is a little bit low, but for Navy as well. East Carolina is not winning 2 weeks in a row. And the game of the week, each week, there's sort of that, you know, all right, the mega game. This week, Georgia-Alabama. Georgia and Alabama. Alabama Crimson Tide, -4.5. That's the point spread right now. The total is 56.5. So we were just talking earlier about Alabama games going over the number, and it's been a pattern. So now they get the Georgia Bulldogs who, you know, you would think, I know people think, all right, Georgia defense, but how the hell do you bet an under 56.5 with Alabama? I know it's Georgia, but the game's at Alabama. I'm betting the over this game, big man. And Georgia and Alabama played some track meets over the years too.
Couldn't agree more. You know, as you said, Alabama kind of dictates the tempo. They score against everybody. And look, I think Tennessee had somewhat of a blueprint early on. I think Georgia will be able to move the ball in Alabama. They've been, as I said, we know they're pretty inept at stopping anyone. And you know, you look at tempo. Tempo is big in totals. Georgia's 14th in the country in plays per game. At 81, they're going to kind of run the we kind of think of them as a slow plotting offense. They're not that. We know Alabama, they're not real fast, but they're efficient. I agree with you. Over.
I think so. Listen, they played the last time they played, it was 35-28. And the time before, they played, of course, you know, the overtime game and, you know, the title and stuff. So it was 26-23 and 35-28. You know, that was 2 years ago. This stuff is a higher scoring reality right now. But it'll also tell you, and oh, you know, we love our main man Kyle Hamburg in Atlanta, and he's in our chat right now. I'm not trying to pick on the Georgia Bulldogs, but yeah, you know, what about 4.5? Doesn't that feel a little light? I respect Georgia. I know they're the great program, but Alabama, I mean, how many times are you gonna get to lay less than a touchdown with Alabama at home, big man?
Agreed. I don't hate it either. But I think we have to realize they are not good defensively. Georgia is more likely to get a stop here. I got to see Georgia as a dog. I'd have to think they're obviously very good. But that's going to be and my issue there also is that is going to be a major public side. And I think you're smart. You see it. How often are they, you know, a four-point favorite at home? But the problem you're going to have is everyone and their mother is going to agree with that. That's just not something I want to do in football. I don't want to bet with the public. It loses long term. I actually have a weird feeling this is a 35-34. I think this is a close football game. I think it's going to come down to one of the final possessions. And again, I just don't
trust think the number
Alabama
goes up though, big man.
This is not.
I would agree. Like, don't you think, like, by the, you know, in a day or two, we're going to look, it's going to be Bama 5.5 type thing, and it's sort of going to creep up throughout the week?
But I don't think it's ever going to hit a key number. I think it's just going to kind of hang in that 5-5.5 range. It's kind of no man's land. And I think books are safe at that number. So could it go up? Yeah. And you might get a point or a point and a half of value, but it's never going to get to that 7 that you want. So, I mean, 4.5 is a nice number in college football. It's still a pretty solid number. You know, you're going to win a 35-31 kind of game. So 4.5 is probably the number I want in that football game.
Yeah, like we said, guys, so 56.5 is the total. And, you know, people talk, so Georgia's offense, what about their quarterback situation? Georgia's defense is elite. And, you know, all that stuff is true. But look, Tennessee and Georgia just combined for 65 points. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so Georgia still ended up putting 41 on the board, and Tennessee still managed to score, you know, 24 points. And I, like I said, I was on Tennessee. I was disappointed. I don't know how many years of eligibility that kid has there, big man, but feels like that kid from New Jersey has been a quarterback of the Volunteers. for like the last 6 years. All right, so we'll get you out of here with this, and we do appreciate the extended stay. It's always cool kicking it with Big Man on Sunday nights here on Sports Rage Sunday, the old sports mass. So Coastal Carolina and Lafayette, they're up on Wednesday. So, guys, no NBA right now. You know, how about this, Big Man? How about this? The other day, me and Cam, you know, it was a late night in sports, and we're getting frustrated with everything, and we're on the air. It's like, oh, this stupid sport. And, oh, I just lost this baseball game. And, like, I'm like, look, there's a bunch of MLS games on. And I brought up about how that MLS's back tournament just killed me and terrorized me. I have nightmares about it still, Big Man. You know, it's so too bad because I love that league. You know, I just lost. It was just so frustrating. You remember, man. And so we pulled it out. Like, I was like, ah, whatever. Let's just, all right, let's pick one MLS game. So it's like, all right, Columbus and Montreal. I said, ah, this game will go over 2.5. Cam goes, I'm going to take the under in game in this game. It was like 20 minutes in. We ended up giving 8 picks, Big Man. Went 8-0 in the MLS. 8-0 the other night. But I think it was just sort of lucky. Broken clock is right twice a day type of stuff. But we're going to have to readjust our gambling appetites, guys. You know, there's no more NBA. Baseball is down to the Final Four right now. So it'll be baseball every day, but there's only one game a day. You know, so there, you know, there's not a lot of stuff going on. We got to pick our spots now.
What you need to start doing is you got to get me on. Serie A's back this week. We got domestic leagues back. We got international stuff going on. So, and before I go, I'll throw
out a soccer international
pick,
stuff, Big Man.
I just want to say.
Sorry, I just wanted to ask you, what is all that international stuff? I wanted to look it up, but I've noticed that all like the international teams are playing. Are they friendlies or are they early qualifications? What are all these games? Like Germany, Ukraine the other day, and like I bet the Switzerland and Spain game. What are the games?
Yeah, there's a little of everything. They had Euro qualifying last week, Euros next year. You have a Nations League, which is kind of a different league. It's kind of a tournament. And then you just have some international friendlies, you know, teams getting ready, just playing each other. But, you know, it's funny, Gabe, you mentioned MLS. We have a guy at Barstool called Big Cat. He every MLS night, he bets every over. He just bets all the overs and tries to see how it'll do. But yeah,
the other night, every game went under. He must have melted down.
Yeah,
like when it's funny when he melts down.
But.
Yeah, no, I swear, but there hasn't been a lot of goals. I don't, because Big Man, the stars aren't there and stuff. Because in a pandemic, I'm telling you, the talent levels dropped a little bit. Right, still a good league, but there's not as well. You know, Portland scored like 6 the other night. But I've noticed there's been some unders coming in.
That's because they played the Galaxy.
Yeah. All right, so listen, we've got a minute here. Coastal Carolina on Wednesday against Lafayette. I see Lafayette is laying 7 points in this game. Man, their logo always reminds me of Popeye's chicken. it really just looks like a Popeye's chicken sort of logo. Like, I want to order Popeye's now. So Lafayette's laying 7 to Coastal Carolina, even though Coastal Carolina is 3-0 on the season. They're both actually 3-0. We got Georgia State and Arkansas State on Thursday. Any early opinion on this Wednesday or Thursday game? What do you make about Coastal Carolina and Lafayette?
Yeah, the Fun Bud game, the first one, I played the over 57. I think this is only going to go up. You got to get under that key number of 58. Coastal has been uncontrollable on defense. They have been really dynamic. I mean, they're putting up tons of numbers this year, Coastal is. And you know, Lafayette, good offense. You know, Levi Lewis, a good quarterback. They'll keep the ball on the ground. They should be able to kind of chew up Coastal Carolina's defense. Too low a number, 57. I'll go over. Should be a 34-31 type of game.
You know, both these teams come in 3-0, and both these teams come in with big wins this year. Coastal Carolina, as Big Man mentioned, they've scored. They've put up 38 against Kansas Jayhawks, 43 against Campbell, 52 against Arkansas State, 3-0. And don't forget Lafayette. Lafayette had that big win against Iowa State. This year. Great stuff, Barstool. Check out the Big Man stuff over at Barstool. Follow him on Twitter, Barstool Sports. Big Man, always a pleasure, man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Shout out to Yang, Master Control, Midtown Manhattan. Great job this evening. Quick as 120 minutes of sports happens once again. Bagels and Matt Beats coming up with Wetzel on most of these radio affiliates. I'm sure Wetzel's going to cry. And, you know, people think I hate LeBron James, and I don't. We give LeBron James a lot of credit and respect. You know, I just think he's kind of whiny. But Wetzel actually will go off and, like, hate LeBron James and stuff. LeBron, he's going to flip out. But LeBron James and the Lakers deserve credit. You know, despite the fact, we said this earlier, we were talking with Big Man on Campus from Barstool earlier, and I brought it up. He agreed that, you know, you look at the Lakers play, and it wasn't like, oh, you know, wow, can anyone beat this team? Right? It's not, and there's no excuses. The Lakers are the champions, and they deserve to be the champions. But when you look back on it, it's like, all right, you know, you got the Houston Rockets. The Rockets blow. You got the Portland Trail Blazers, who are the Portland Trail Blazers. The Blazers haven't won a title in like 50 years, 48, you know, 44 years or something like that, to be exact. You know, the Denver win was good. Give them credit for that. But, you know, Denver are out of gas after the 3-1 comebacks. So it everything worked out well for the Lakers. And then Miami gets injured. So it really worked out well. But I'm not taking anything away from them. That's the path, right? They beat who they had to play. And they beat everybody pretty convincingly as well. Like, you know, there was no 7-game series. There was no real sweat jobs for the Lakers. Every time the Lakers lost a game, they came back with a win after, which is very impressive in the playoffs. So, like I said, congratulations to the Lakers. Nice synergy with Kobe Bryant. And, you know, may Kobe rest in peace. But Lakers haven't won in 10 years. And, you know, they get it done in the year that Kobe passes. Is LeBron James a Laker now? He's still not fully, you know, he's not fully one of them, but he's in the club now. You know what I'm saying? Now LeBron's jersey goes up there. No title, like no banner, no fire. Jersey goes up. If you're not, you're on your own. Chargers plus the points later.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.